College English Test Band 4, Model Test 10, Part 3, Listening Comprehension, Section A. Directions. In this section, you will hear 8 short conversations and 2 long conversations. At the end of each conversation, 1 or more questions will be asked about what was said. Both the conversation and the questions will be spoken only once. After each question, there will be a pause. During the pause, you must read the 4 choices marked A, B, C, and D and decide which is the best answer. Then mark the corresponding letter on answer sheet 2 with a single line through the center. 11.
Could you remind me when we get to Buckingham Palace, please?
Sure, no problem. Now we're at Oxford Street, and we can get there after 30 minutes.
Question: where is the man heading for? Twelve.
Jane told me that she was going to quit her job. I'll certainly be sorry to see her go.
She always says that. I wouldn't buy her a going-away present if I were you.
Question: what does the man think about Jane? 13.
I could hardly solve this complicated mathematics problem.
You could if you had not gone to so many parties.
Question: what does the woman mean?
14.
Please tell me I haven't missed the deadline for tuition payment.
I'm afraid you are about a week late.
Question: what does the woman mean?
15.
The newly built student dormitory is much larger and more comfortable.
But it is much more expensive as well.
Question: what does the woman mean? 16.
Are you sure this is the right way to the laboratory? I can't afford to be late.
Don't worry, we'll be there in no time.
Question: what does the man mean?
17.
Why do you think Harry Potter is so popular these days?
Because there are not many good children's books available.
Question: what does the man mean? 18.
I'm going to book a train ticket 10 days in advance because it happens to be Spring Festival.
Don't worry, there will be extra trains added to the original schedule.
Question: what does the woman imply?
Now you'll hear 2 long conversations. Conversation 1.
One of the most common questions we ask about people's behavior is why. Why does she say this? Why does he do that? Sometimes the reason is obvious. For example, someone is driving down the street, the light turns red, and he stops. Why?
Because he has to. Legally, I mean.
Exactly. In this case, the reason is obvious, so we usually don't question it. But when the reason is not so obvious, and especially when the behavior could have negative consequences, we are more likely to feel a need to explain the causes of the behavior. Social psychologists have a term for this, for the process of explaining the causes of behavior. It's called causal attribution. And one theory suggests there's a pattern in the way we go about attributing causes to people's behavior. According to this theory, there are 2 categories of reasons: internal factors and external factors. Again, Lisa, say you're driving down the road and all of a sudden some guy turns into the lane right in front of you, and you have to slam on your brake to avoid an accident. How do you react?
I'll probably get very angry.
Because...
well, he's not paying attention. He's a bad driver.
So you automatically attribute the driver's behavior to an internal factor. He himself is to blame because he is careless.
So if I said it was because of heavy traffic or something, I'd be attributing his behavior to an external factor, something beyond his control.
Good. Now, how will you explain your own negative behavior?
I should blame external factors.
That's right.
Questions 19 to 22 are based on the conversation you have just heard.
19. What is the main topic of the discussion?
According to the professor, when are people likely to try to explain someone else's behavior?
According to the discussion, how do most people explain others' negative behavior?
22. According to the discussion, what should we do to explain our own negative behavior? 2.
Holly, is it possible to borrow your notes? I'll return them tomorrow.
Sorry, but I usually go to the cafeteria and review them. Say, how about copying them over in the library?
Okay, I think I've got enough coins for the machines.
No problem. But I don't understand why you need my notes, Carter. You haven't missed any classes.
Weekday mornings, I'm a cashier at a coffee shop downtown. After work, I come directly to school.
Wow, you're probably exhausted.
That's exactly why I want to borrow your notes. I've been nodding off during class, so my notes aren't very good.
Well, here's Professor LaBelle. How are you feeling?
I'm usually awake at the beginning, but after 30 minutes into class, I'm having trouble keeping my eyes open.
Listen, I need someone to study with, and you need someone to keep you awake. Want to be study partners?
Yeah, I'd sure appreciate it.
Okay, let's start today at the library. We're going there anyway, and I don't have to go to the cafeteria.
Sounds good. Oh no, it looks like he's brought along some more of his slides. Elbow me if I start drifting off.
I'm afraid I won't be very helpful. His slides make me sleepy too.
Questions 23 to 25 are based on the conversation you have just heard.
23. Why does the man ask the woman for her notes?
24. Where does the man work?
25. What does the woman propose to the man? 2B. Directions. In this section, you will hear three short passages. At the end of each passage, you will hear some questions. Both the passage and the questions will be spoken only once. After you hear a question, you must choose the best answer from the four choices marked A, B, C, and D. Then mark the corresponding letter on answer sheet 2 with a single line through the center. Passage 1. Did you ever have someone's name on the tip of your tongue, and yet you were unable to recall it? When this happens again, do not try to recall it. Do something else for a couple of minutes, and the name may come into your head. The name is there since you have met this person and learned his name. It only has to be dug out. The initial effort to recall prepares the mind for operation, but it is the subconscious activities that go to work to dig up a dim memory. Forcing yourself to recall almost never helps, because it doesn't loosen your memory, it only tightens it. Students find the preparatory method helpful in examinations. They read over the questions before trying to answer any of them. Then they answer first the ones of which they are most confident. Meanwhile, deeper mental activities in the subconscious mind are taking place. Work is being done on the more difficult questions. By the time the easier questions are answered, answers to the more difficult ones will usually begin to come into consciousness. It is often just a question of waiting for recall to come to the memory.
Questions 26 to 28 are based on the passage you have just heard.
26. What's the passage about?
27. According to the passage, what kind of order do students usually follow when they answer questions in exams?
28. Which of the following is true according to the passage?
2. The family is changing. In the past, grandparents, parents, and children used to live together, and they had an extended family. Sometimes two or more brothers with their wives and children were part of this large family group. But family structure is changing throughout the world. Nowadays, many families consist of only one father, one mother, and children. It is becoming the main family structure everywhere. The new family structure offers married women some advantages. They have freedom from their relatives, and the husband does not have all the power of the family. Studies show that in these families, men and women usually make an equal number of decisions about family lives. In the past, wives usually have to pay for the benefits of freedom and power. When women live in extended families, sisters and grandparents and aunts helped one another with housework and childcare. In addition, older women in a large family group had important positions. But now, wives do not often enjoy this benefit, and they have another disadvantage too. Women generally live longer than their husbands, so older women from these families often have to live alone. Studies show that women are generally less satisfied with marriage than men are. In the past, men worked outside the home and women worked inside. Housework and childcare were a full-time job, and there was no time for anything else. Now women work outside and have more freedom than they did in the past, but they still have to do most of the housework. The women actually have two full-time jobs, and they have not much free time.
Questions 29 to 32 are based on the passage you have just heard.
29. Who used to live together in an extended family?
What advantages do families nowadays offer women?
31. What are the disadvantages of families nowadays for women?
32. Why are many women dissatisfied with marriage and families nowadays? 3. Thunderstorms are the least dangerous and least violent of all the storms. Almost everyone has experienced a thunderstorm with its heavy rains, high winds, lightning, and accompanying thunder. This type of storm can release a great deal of energy. A single thunderstorm can release energy to the atmosphere equivalent to a hydrogen bomb. There are some 50,000 thunderstorms that occur on Earth daily. This would make the daily energy released into the atmosphere equal to billions of tons of TNT. Certain conditions must exist for thunderstorms to develop. First, the air must contain a great deal of water vapor. Second, there must be a rapidly rising air current. Thunderstorms may produce lightning and thunder. Lightning is a result of the rapidly rising air. The temperature produced by lightning is nearly 50,000 degrees Fahrenheit. This tremendous amount of heat causes the air to expand suddenly. This causes sound waves to be produced in the air, which are heard as a crashing or loud noise called thunder.
Questions 33 to 35 are based on the passage you have just heard.
33. How much energy can be released by a single thunderstorm?
34. What are the two conditions that must exist for thunderstorms to develop?
35. What is the temperature produced by lightning?
3.
Directions. In this section, you will hear a passage three times. When the passage is read for the first time, you should listen carefully for its general idea. When the passage is read for the second time, you are required to fill in the blanks numbered from 36 to 43 with the exact words you have just heard. For blanks numbered from 44 to 46, you are required to fill in the missing information. For these blanks, you can either use the exact words you have just heard or write down the main points in your own words. Finally, when the passage is read for the third time, you should check what you have written. Now listen to the passage.
A college education is an investment in the future, but it can be a costly investment. The College Board estimates that the costs at a four-year public college in the United States increased 10% this past school year. That was less than the 13% increase the year before, but still much higher than the inflation rate. Public colleges and universities still cost a lot less than private ones. Financial aid often helps, but financial advisors tell parents to start college savings plans when their child is still very young. All 50 states and the District of Columbia offer what are called 529 plans. These plans are named after the part of the federal tax law that created them in 1996. States use private investment companies to operate most programs. Every state has its own rules governing 529 plans. Some of the plans are free of state taxes, and all are free of federal taxes. However, the government could start to tax withdrawals in 2011 if Congress does not change the law. 529 plans include investment accounts that increase or decrease in value with the investments they contain. Families must decide how aggressively they want to put money into stocks, bonds, or other investments. Another kind of 529 plan lets parents begin to pay for their child's education long before their child starts college. This kind of savings program is called a prepaid tuition plan. Now the passage will be read again. A college education is an investment in the future, but it can be a costly investment. The College Board estimates that the costs at a four-year public college in the United States increased 10% this past school year. That was less than the 13% increase the year before, but still much higher than the inflation rate. Public colleges and universities still cost a lot less than private ones. Financial aid often helps, but financial advisors tell parents to start college savings plans when their child is still very young. All 50 states and the District of Columbia offer what are called 529 plans. These plans are named after the part of the federal tax law that created them in 1996. States use private investment companies to operate most programs. Every state has its own rules governing 529 plans. Some of the plans are free of state taxes, and all are free of federal taxes. However, the government could start to tax withdrawals in 2011 if Congress does not change the law. Five-twenty-nine plans include investment accounts that increase or decrease in value with the investments they contain. Families must decide how aggressively they want to put money into stocks, bonds, or other investments. Another kind of 529 plan lets parents begin to pay for their child's education long before their child starts college. This kind of savings program is called a prepaid tuition plan. Now the passage will be read for the third time. A college education is an investment in the future, but it can be a costly investment. The College Board estimates that the costs at a four-year public college in the United States increased 10% this past school year. That was less than the 13% increase the year before, but still much higher than the inflation rate. Public colleges and universities still cost a lot less than private ones. Financial aid often helps, but financial advisors tell parents to start college savings plans when their child is still very young. All 50 states and the District of Columbia offer what are called 529 plans. These plans are named after the part of the federal tax law that created them in 1996. States use private investment companies to operate most programs. Every state has its own rules governing 529 plans. Some of the plans are free of state taxes, and all are free of federal taxes. However, the government could start to tax withdrawals in 2011 if Congress does not change the law. 529 plans include investment accounts that increase or decrease in value with the investments they contain. Families must decide how aggressively they want to put money into stocks, bonds, or other investments. Another kind of 529 plan lets parents begin to pay for their child's education long before their child starts college. This kind of savings program is called a prepaid tuition plan. This is the end of listening comprehension.